Hello.
Hi, good morning. This is Mayra with Family First. Am I speaking with Marcus Anderson?
Yes.
Hi, Marcus. I was calling you regarding the app.
Yes.
What seems to be the problem?
No, well, like I say, I'm able to clock in. Okay, I went to the office, and the young lady showed me, you know, we reset everything, changed the password and all that. And then when I spoke with Nina, we did the same thing, but it was still doing the same thing, giving the thing that I sent you. And
okay.
Where is that? Here it is. I'm looking for the text. And he says, you know, she's saying that my account is fine. I gave her my password, and she went in and whatever. She said the account is fine. I went in and, you know, I save it, everything as I'm doing it. I save it, then I send it, then that thing comes up. But she was saying either download it on my client phone, which we attempted, and it's on there. You know, we updated everything, and she said if it doesn't work, that I have to buy a $50 phone from Walmart.
Yeah.
I mean, she said that she was reimbursed. But my thing is, my phone. I just got this phone. My phone is brand new. I just got it from. My phone is less than six months old, and it's been working perfectly up until a couple of weeks ago when we started getting that. Wasn't able to clock out.
Okay. But did it show the same error yesterday?
Yes. Yes, it did.
Okay.
The exact same thing. That's what it shows every time. So today when we opened it, I think I got an email or a text or something or when I opened it up, it told us to update on the app. So I hit the update button, that it let the app updated, and I clocked in. So like I say, now we just have to wait till this afternoon to see if it works.
Okay, but you can also try now. Can you try now to clock out?
Try now?
Yeah, if it goes through, I can just delete it, but I just want to see if the same issue appears.
Okay, hold on.
Okay.
Could you hold on for a second?
Yeah, sure.
Hold on. I have to take this call. Okay, let me go back. Hello?
Yeah, hello.
Hold on. Oh, boy.
And you have all of it working, right? The internet, the GPS on.
Yes, the GPS and everything is on.
Okay.
Wi-Fi. Oh, man. Nope, it's doing the same thing.
Okay, can you send me a screenshot?
Yes. Hold on.
And you said that the patient also downloaded the app on his phone, right?
Right. And his did the same thing too.
Can you try to clock out on his phone and show me a picture of that also?
Okay, hold on.
Okay.
This is my phone. I'm sending his. Okay, share. This is my phone. I just sent you. Did it go through?
Hold on.
Did you get it?
Well, sometimes it takes a while before I receive the messages. Let me refresh it. Hold on.
Okay, yeah, that's my phone. He's trying to lock out now. This is his phone. Hold on, wait a minute. Did you get mine?
I received your the one that you sent me from your phone. Did you submit the other one?
Yeah, he's doing it. I don't mess with nobody.
And this error shows when you're selecting, well, when you try to select the duties, right? The things that you did during this shift.
Right.
Okay.
I selected duties every time. Every time I say save, I save. But after I select the duties, I scroll up and down the screen to make sure to save everything. Or if there's a save button, and I save everything, and I submit, and then that comes in. Hold on, I got to take this. Did you get it?
Hold on. Let me refresh it. So far, I have only received the one that you sent me on your phone. But I'm going to wait. Did you already send the other one, the one from the patient's phone?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to wait for that to receive that. And I'm going to go ahead and let Lena know.
Okay.
Thank you so much, and I will get back to you soon.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Take care.